We're a few weeks away from the start of another season for the NWGHL, and there's going to be a new team of the league in LaCrete. The Lumber Barons are one of the new members of the NWGHL this season. I got their team president, Mike Schellenberg, joining me on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Mike, how's the, the community up there in LaCrete sort of preparing for this team getting ready to take the ice here?
Well, we have a lot of community support, financially and on the ground for the team. We're going to be playing in the new Raymond Knelson Arena. Will be our home rink. And, our fall camp is August 26th to the 28th. Deadline for camp sign-up is August 23rd. And then we kick off the season. Well, I guess we have some preseason games in high level. A little showcase on the September 16th to 18th weekend. And then tentatively, September 24th will be our home opener against Grand Prairie.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun up there for that. As you mentioned, of course, you got your training camp coming up in a little bit here. Obviously, with a lot of teams, hockey teams out there, I'll talk about OSU, having an identity. But being an expansion team, you're kind of starting kind of from square one, really, I guess. So what kind of team are you, I guess, sort of hoping to see up there this season?
Well, we're hoping to be a 500 team. We're hoping to be middle of the pack for the inaugural season. That would be a huge win for us. Everything's new. It's going to be probably 90% homegrown players to get started, at least, or more. There's a lot to learn, a lot of new stuff for us. So, yeah, we're really excited to get started.
And you mentioned a bit about the players in the region. Certainly covered the league over the last few seasons. I've seen quite a few players from, LaCrete, Fort Vermilion, high level to the McKenzie region that have already been playing in the league already. So, how big will it be having, kind of some of those local talent kind of playing kind of closer to home up there in the McKenzie region for that?
There's a lot of excitement about being able to play close to home and being able to have a decent work environment also. And being able to play Junior B. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement.
Chris, the one interesting thing with the league is that you guys are a bit of a distance away from a lot of the other teams' league. I think the closest team you got is the Navs here in Peace River, which is at least a few hours of driving there. How's the team, I guess, and I know the full schedule for the season isn't out yet, but how are you guys going to sort of kind of work around the travel situation when it comes to not just visiting the other teams, but also the other teams kind of going up there for games as well?
It's a lot of bus travel. Every game for us is a road trip. And for the visiting teams, they'll have about two road trips down here to make the schedule work. And it's just an expansion part of the league. If the league wants to grow, I guess that's what needs to happen. So we're very, very excited and very thankful that we got voted into the league. So it's an 8-team league now. It'll be good. It'll be a good competition. It should be really good hockey.
And of course, when it comes to running the experience of the games, the volunteers are a big part of things. I do a lot of work, volunteer stuff with the Navs here at Peace River, and they've had a lot of trouble over the last year or so with kind of their volunteer base and having people, whether it's doing announcing at the games or playing music, selling 50-50 tickets, running concessions, all that stuff, whatever. You need a lot of volunteers to make these kind of the experience work there. How's it been for getting kind of a volunteer base established for you guys in LaCrete?
It's been good so far. We've had quite a few people call in or talk to us saying they want to volunteer, they want to help out. So we haven't assigned, per se, a game day supervisor yet, but that will be happening here shortly. And I think we'll be good. I think the volunteer base should be good.
And of course, we are probably just over a month away from the start of the NWGHL season. How big is it to have a kind of high-level Junior B hockey playing in LaCrete this season? So, how big is that going to be for the fans to see this kind of high-level hockey up there?
I think it'll be really good. I think we'll get a lot of fan support and grandparents and parents and siblings can watch their sons play. I'm anticipating it. Lots of support. It'll be the rink should be packed every night, I would hope.
I'm certainly looking forward to maybe going up there for a game at some point this season. Anyhow, Mike Schellenberg, the president of the LaCrete Lumber Barons of the NWGHL, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you.